Righto, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Housing market, talk to me.
Yeah, it's getting expensive to build, relatively speaking, of course. Mike, I was really interested to see this piece of research from the BNZ because anecdotally I've been hearing of a number of building projects being cancelled because of the cost of building. It's good to see some numbers, albeit with some caveats. And look, I've been suggesting for some time that the high building costs would eventually support the market for, you know, for existing houses, for ones that are already there. BNZ's take on this is that the average cost of building a house relative to buying has never been higher, and this will tend to support residential home sales, and that will of course end up narrowing the gap between building and buying, and the market works like it should in the end. But it obviously doesn't help with that little problem we've got at the moment with underbuilding, that we're just not building enough houses for the people. But right now we have what they are calling a historically elevated new build premium. Now there's almost always been a new build premium, it's just really, really wide at the moment. So here, let's just sort of get into the numbers. They have surmised that the average New Zealand-wide per square metre build cost is now just north of $3,200 a square metre. Now, that's gone up around $1,000 a square metre since 2020. Now, we're talking averages here, Mike, because we are generally, one of the things here is we're actually building smaller homes. Now, we may think houses are bigger, but as we talk about all the time, Mike, we've got building consents out today. We're building more townhouses, more multi-unit dwellings. The average new residential dwelling is 140 square metres, and it costs, on average, $980,000 to build that. And that's made up of a $400,000 section cost and a $580,000 build cost. But if you look sort of across New Zealand, the median sale price of existing homes is $785,000. So the difference between those two numbers is the widest it has ever been. Now, I just want to say, Mike, before all the listeners out there blow up your text machine, these are averages. They vary enormously by region, by the type of house you're building, all that sort of stuff. I would make the comment, Mike, there's quite a few tailwinds for residential property, if you think about it. So you've got this fact that you've got this big difference between building and buying. You've got the interest deductibility, you've got return of offshore buyers, you know, population increases, and it's hard to see building costs falling. So it looks like to close that gap, house prices will sort of edge upwards, doesn't it?
Very interesting. What about across the Tasman? How are they spending? This plays into the RB next week as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure does. So Aussie retail sales. So last week, Mike, we talked about inflation in Australia surprising to the upside. And so that lifted the possibility that the Reserve Bank of Australia will wreck everybody's Melbourne Cup parties and put interest rates up another 25 basis points. Now, retail sales in Australia have surpassed expectations. So this is data for September from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, and that showed that nominal retail sales rose 0.9% from August to September. Analyst expectations were sitting around 0.3%, much lower. And to emphasise the issue that's going on here, July and August were also revised higher. Now, annual sales were about 2% higher than a year earlier. So if you're looking at it with a slightly sort of wider lens, it tells you that retail sales aren't sort of racing away, but it does point to the current, what we're seeing, the current resilience in the Australian economy. So department stores, household goods, they were the key drivers. And one of the reasons that's being touted here is the warmer than usual start to spring, which of course is climate change, Mike, rearing its head again in people's explanations. But yeah, spring came early and everybody raced out and spent money.
Give me some numbers.
Yeah, well, look, it's looking good this morning, Mike. I've got green numbers everywhere I'm looking at them, which we like to see because it's been a rough old month in October. The Dow Jones is up 390 points. That's a 1.2% gain, 32,805. The S&P 500 is up 27 points. That's two-thirds of a percent gain, 4144. And the NASDAQ is up 0.6%, 75 points, 12,718. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.5%, 7327. The Nikkei was down, actually down about 0.95%, 30,696. Shanghai Composite up small, 3021. The Australasian markets were slightly lower, because they hadn't seen that European market charge off. 6772 on the ASX 200, down 0.79%, and the NZX 50 down 25 basis points, 10,741. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar will buy 0.58 0.31 US, 0.9155 Aussie, 0.5497 Euro, 0.4799 against the pound, 86.89 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,999 and Brent crude $87.97, so a little bit lower.
All right, mate. You have a good one. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.